You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on November 1st, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 42 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. Excuse me. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. Today is the 7th annual Fund Drive show, where I ask you, radio's best friend, to donate to CJSF, where it has featured independent voices and music that has rarely, if ever, addressed by major media outlets, which are becoming more consolidated than ever. There are several ways to contribute. Bring your donations for as little as $35 now on cjsf.ca/donate. Call 778-782-2573 or send a check to the following address: CJSF Radio Fund Drive Sub 1420 Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC, Victor 5 Alpha 1 Escort 6. Please help us reach our goal of fundraising $10,000 and beyond. Now to some SFU news, all based on Twitter. Four events occurred on October 28th. Photonic, founded by SFU Physics Associate Professor Stephanie Simmons, who is also a co-chair of the advisory board to Canada's National Quantum Strategy, reached an agreement with TELUS for exclusive access to 30 kilometers of its fiber optic network to test quantum networking, according to Nelson Bennett of Business in Vancouver. Harjit Sajjan, the Federal Emergency Preparedness Minister, who is also the minister responsible for Pacific Development Agency of Canada, visited SFU to announce Pacific CAN funding for businesses and nonprofit organizations from the new Regional Artificial Intelligence Initiative. Meanwhile, according to Alex Walls of SFU News, a new study involving SFU, UBC scientists, with cooperation from the Medical Research Council in Gambia, found four genes could combine to form a signal to predict neonatal sepsis, which affects 1.3 million babies annually, particularly in lower and middle income countries. The research was published on eMedicine, also on October 28th, was funded by National Institutes of Health and the Canadian Institutes of Health Research. Both of the events were tweeted by... Okay. The last two events were tweeted by SFU the next day, on October 29th, when two SFU scholars received recognitions. Dr. Sarah Robinson, who is a postdoc with Faculty of Health Sciences, Assistant Professor Kaylee Bayers, was one of 44 2024 Research Trainee Award winners from Michael Smith Health Research BC, as Robinson will research ways to improve health in communities. Also, Dr. Katriona Chipman, a postdoctoral fellow with FHS Professor Nicole Barrow, was one of 45 researchers who earned Health System Impact Fellowships, which will work with 35 organizations, as Chipman will collaborate with BC's gender-based communities to find out how reproductive health care can meet their needs better, according to SFU Health Sciences. Three events occurred on October 30th. Jonathan Choi, a professor in molecular biology and biochemistry, had HeartStroke promote his experiment research to increase heart transplant survival, retweeted by SFU Science, the Liberal Arts Studies and 55 Plus program recognized its 50th anniversary by celebrating it at the Harbor Center campus, and a lecture from Nick Bromley, who discussed his research project at the systemic confiscation and devaluation of homeless people's items at 149 West Hastings. On Halloween, United Way held a bake sale at SFU Harbor Center campus with a dog therapy.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
First music today is Lynn Ariel Trio's Being Human with Love Reprise. Was Love Reprise from Lynn Ariel Trio's Being Human. Next up is Dame Arosina's Alchemy. Just a minute, please. Sorry, there's a lot of click sounds here. Here is Die and Live Again.
We have made it through the struggle. We destroyed the pain and sorrow. There's no sky for limitations. All I asked for, maybe we could live our dreams together. If you stay with me forever, life too short and time is priceless. I won't let you go. Now I see.
CJSF has been on the Lower Mainland airwaves since 1974, before becoming an FM station in February 2003, on the frequency 90.1 MHz. Sorry, it's beeping again. One of the computers has been beeping. With World Wide Web, you can now listen to us anywhere in the world on CJSF.ca. But what hasn't changed is our focus on stories of underrepresented communities and independent artists. Despite providing grassroots voices, CJSF is not funded by SFU or any levels of government. Student levies are stagnant, but cost of living goes up every year. It costs $675 a day to run the station, with our annual budget of $247,000. You can donate $90.10 to match our frequency on cjsf.ca/donate. You can also send a check to the following address: CJSF Radio Fund Drive, Sub 1420, Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC, Victor 5 Alpha 1 Escort 6. Your financial contributions will go a long way in keeping community stories on the airwaves. Donations $120 or greater can be made in installments. Now, I would like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. There were 7 events on October 26. Both Red Leafs cross-country teams competed in the 2024 GNAC Cross-Country Championships at Sutton Valley Golf Course in Bellingham, Washington, hosted by Western Washington University, where times were in minutes and seconds, which may be given in decimals. While each school that had 5 runners counted towards team standings, only top 5 for each school counted 4 points. Thus, the actual placements didn't necessarily equal to the points in the standings. First with the men's 8K. SFU was led by Jose Castro at 25-17.2 for 20, also 20 points, followed by Ben Schoening at 25-38.7 for 25, 23 points, just ahead of Aiden Good at 25-42.2 for 26, 24 points, Scott Arndt at 26-12.9 for 43, 40 points, Andrew Thompson at 26-29.6 for 50, 46 points, and Mika Logi rounded out the top five for the Red Leafs at 27.09.7 for 57, 49 points, to a total of 153 points for six. The host Western Washington Vikings won the men's 8K in the 2024 GNAC Cross Country Championships as they earned 32 points, as its Jarrett Gillingham won the individual crown at 24.18.3 at Sudden Valley Golf Course in Bellingham, Washington, where the women's 6K started 30 minutes later around 11 a.m. SFU women's were led by Rachel Watkins at 21.56.1 for 7th, also 7 points, followed by Dana Thompson at 22.30.9 for 20th, also 20 points. Charlotte Prangley at 22.33.7 for 21, also 21 points. Veronica D, 22.39.3 for 24th, 23 points. And Milena Kalic rounded out the top five for the Red Leafs at 22.49.7 for 27th, 24 points, to a total of 95 points for 5th. The host Western Washington also won the women's 6K with 48 points, but Alaska Fairbanks, the runner-up with 74 points, also had top two runners in the race, as Kendall Kramer won at 20.32.3 and Rosie Fordham second at 20.54.3. In the 2024 GNAC Cross Country Championships at Southern Valley Golf Course in Bellingham, Washington, where Rachel Watkins was named to the GNAC Conference team for the SFU Red Leafs for her 7th place performance. Meanwhile, both SFU golf teams concluded a two-day Hawaii Pacific Sharks shootout, first with the women's at Mauna Lani North Golf Course in Kohala Coast, Hawaii. The Red Leafs finished 6th with 30 over par, 606 shots over two rounds, led by Izzy Ferguson with 3 over par, 147 strokes, a three-way tie for 10th, followed by Mira Minhas with 6 over par, 150 strokes, a six-way tie for 19th, Sua Park with 11 over par, 155 strokes, a three-way tie for 33rd, Dana Smith with 13 over par, 157 strokes, a five-way tie for 39th, and Chloe Tran rounded out SFU scoring with 19 over par, 163 strokes, a three-way tie for 63. CSU San Marcos won the team crown with 3 under par, 579 strokes, with its Madison Murr winning the individual crown with 6 under par, 138 strokes in the women's Hawaii Pacific Sharks shootout at Mauna Lani North Golf Course in Kohala Coast, Hawaii. Now with the men's Hawaii Pacific Sharks shootout at Waikoloa Beach Golf Club in Waikoloa, Hawaii, where SFU finished 8th with 8 over par, 568 strokes over two rounds, led by Max Corcoran with 3 under par, 137 strokes, a four-way tie for 13th, followed by Densby Carswell with 1 over par, 141 strokes, a six-way tie for 29th, just ahead of Justin Bjornson with 2 over par, 142 strokes, a six-way tie for 35th, Brandon O'Brien with 8 over par, 148 strokes, a four-way tie for 79th, and Ioanni Giacoumakis rounded out the Red Leafs scoring with 15 over par, 155 strokes, a four-way tie for 99th. Colorado Christian won the team crown at 28 under par, 532 strokes over two rounds, with its Adam Dundon winning the individual crown at 10 under par, 130 strokes, only ahead of teammate Sangha Park with 133 strokes. In the men's Hawaii Pacific shootout at Waikoloa Beach Golf Club in Waikoloa, Hawaii. Meanwhile, back in Canada, SFU Women's Soccer hosted Northwest Nazarene. The host Red Leafs opened the scoring against the Nighthawks at 12:30 as Isabella Muzzolini scored her 5th of the season, followed by Michaela Tuppers 2nd at 18:35, Kara Scott's 3rd at 37:55, followed by her 2nd of the game 5:45 later, 4th of the season at 42:40, as SFU ended the first half up 4-0 on Northwest Nazarene. Reagan McKenzie opened a 5-goal bulge for the Red Leafs at 65:03, followed by Sarah Carabata's 3rd at 82-58, all on Nighthawk Bailey Blanchett, who was shelled for 6 goals on 13 shots, and her counterpart Sarah Lowens lost her bid for a clean sheet at 86-22 as Savannah Hertz scored her first as the SFU Red Leafs slaughtered the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 6-1 in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, where Sarah Lowen saved 2 shots for the hosts with no yellow cards issued. During the afternoon, SFU men's basketball hosted UFV at SFU's West Gym in an exhibition game, followed by the Red Leafs men's soccer hosting the Western Washington Vikings in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. The visitors opened the scoring as Joar Tidblom scored his 2nd of the season at 9:24, followed by Eric Bunnell's 4th of the season at 13:33. The host Red Leafs trimmed the deficit to 1 at 33:01 as Koji Poon scored his 2nd of the season, but the visitors Vikings restored a 2-goal edge at 70:56 as Eric Bunnell scored his 2nd of the night, 5th of the season, on Jordan Thorson, who surrendered 3 goals on 4 shots, while his counterpart Charlie Dyer made 5 saves on 6 shots, as Western Washington Vikings tripled up the SFU Red Leafs 3-1 at SFU Stadium in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, where 3 yellow cards were issued, 2 to the Red Leafs. SFU women's volleyball capped up October 26th as they hosted Western Washington. The host Red Leafs tripled with the Vikings 3-1 at SFU's West Gym. On October 28th, Red Leaf Dansby Carswell was named the GNAC Men's Golfer of the Week after finishing as the second highest GNAC golfer in both Hawaii tournaments in the previous week. 2 SFU volleyball players were honored by GNAC on October 30th for their academic achievements, as Brooke Dexter and Ava Person qualify for the 2024 GNAC Volleyball All-Academic Teams. Brooke Dexter has averaged a 3.93 GPA as a biological sciences major for her 4th All-Academics All-Conference Award, while Ava Person has averaged a 3.36 GPA as an engineering sciences major. 3 games were on tap for Halloween. The Red Leafs women's soccer visited the St. Martin Saints at Saints Field in Lacey, Washington. SFU opened the scoring at 14:33 on Dariela Lopez's 6th of the season, but St. Martin's scored the next 3 goals as Taylor Copeland scored her first at 22:32, Robin Mummy with 2 goals at 40:15 and at 43:51 for her 2nd of the season, according to the St. Martin Saints website, as they ended the first half up 3-1. However, the Red Leafs struck back in the second half as Isabella Mussolini scored her 6th of the season at 47:02 and Sarah Carabetta tied the game at 52:02 with her 4th of the season, as SFU and St. Martin's ended in a 3-3 tie as Red Leaf Sarah Lowen surrendered 3 goals on 5 shots and St. Flavia Burrell yielded 3 goals on 7 shots with 3 yellow cards issued, 2 against the hosts at Saints Field in Lacey, Washington. Later on, the Red Leafs men's soccer visited the Seattle Pacific Falcons at Intervay Stadium in Seattle, Washington. Seattle opened the scoring at 14:48 as Raimundo Mendez scored his 9th of the season. However, SFU tied the game at 77:51 as Kundalini Bien Aim Dominique scored his first, followed by Daniel Robson's 2nd at 88:39, both on Falcon Pierluca Carbondale, who surrendered 2 goals on 4 shots, while Red Leaf Jordan Thorson made 8 saves on 9 shots as SFU edged Seattle 2-1, where 3 yellow cards were issued, 2 to the visitors at Intervay Stadium in Seattle, Washington. The Red Leafs volleyball provided a nightcap for Halloween as they swept away the St. Martin Saints in 3 straight sets at SFU's West Gym. 3-6 events are on tap today. Both basketball teams are in action today. Let me take a look. Okay. Right now, SFU swimming teams they had some duels in Hayward, California. Okay. There's one duel against Cal State East Bay in Hayward, California with another set of teams against Grand Canyon, Arizona Christian, and Ottawa, Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona. Later on, the CCA Division II Canadian TFOF Classic takes place in the Langley Event Center as men's basketball plays Hawaii Hilo at 5:15, and women's basketball plays St. Edward's based in Texas.
Start wagging your tail. Fun Drive is here. I'm Kira. Join CJSF and all of your favorite hosts as we show the world how you are truly radio's best friend. Donate now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 to get the donation link.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Sorry, this clicking sound is very, very annoying. Sorry about this. 3 points are awarded for a conference win with 1 point for a conference tie. Western Oregon is first at 7-1 conference, 11-2-1 overall. Western Washington second, 5-2-1 conference, 16 points, 7-4-3 overall. Montana State Billings third, 4-2-1, 13 points, 5-4-4 overall. Northwest Nazarene fourth, 3-3-2, 11 points, 4-7-3 overall. Seattle Pacific is fifth at 3-3-2, 11 points conference, but are 6-5-3 overall. Simon Fraser, 6-2-5 conference, 6 points, 3-8-2 overall. And St. Marlins is last at 0-8 conference with a 0-14 overall record.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Western Washington is currently first at 29 points, 9-0-2, 10-2-4 overall. Seattle Pacific is second at 6-1-4, 22 points conference, 8-2-5 overall. Both of the top two teams have qualified for GNAC championships. And the rest, Simon Fraser is third at 6-3-2, 20 points, 10-3-2 overall. Western Oregon fourth, 4-2-5, 17 points conference, 4-4-8 overall. Montana State Billings is fifth at 3-5-3, 12 points conference, 6-6-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene 6th, 3-8 conference, 9 points, 3-12 overall. St. Marlins 7th, 2-6-3, 9 points, 2-11-3 overall. And Central Washington is last at 0-8-3 conference, 3 points, 1-9-4 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Simon Fraser is first at 10-1 conference, 14-4 overall. Central Washington, second, 9-2 conference, 11-6 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 8-4 conference, 16-6 overall for third. Western Washington, fourth, 7-4 conference, 8-9 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fifth, 6-6 conference, 12-10 overall. Seattle Pacific, 6-6-6 conference, 6-14 overall. Western Oregon, 7th, 5-7 conference, but are 13-8 overall for 7th. Northwest Nazarene, 8th, 4-7 conference, 7-12 overall. St. Marlins, 9th, 3-9 conference, 5-15 overall. And Montana State Billings is last at 0-12 conference, 7-15 overall.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF,